A few good friends performing there. That was Quartetto Gelato performing Al Di La, one of our favorites here on the Jukebox. And I have two guests joining us right now for a very special event coming up September 20th, the Heart of Red Gala. We have Kira O'Connell, my first guest. She is the Events and Community Relations Manager at My Friend's House. And for over three decades, this Collingwood-based shelter has supported women and children fleeing violence. Kira's here to share more about their mission and the upcoming Heart of Red Gala. Welcome, Kira.
Thank you so much for having me on, Daniel. I appreciate being here.
Wonderful to have you. And alongside, we have also connected with our good friend Colin Meyer, the oboist of the internationally acclaimed Quartetto Gelato. So welcome, Colin.
Thanks, Daniel. Hi, Kira. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you, Colin.
All right. This is super exciting. Kira, for those who may not know, what is My Friend's House? Who do you serve?
My Friend's House is a 12-bed violence against women shelter that support women and children who are fleeing abusive or abusive situations in the regions from Wasaga Beach all the way to Meaford.
Now, every night in Canada, the statistics are quite staggering. 6,000 women and children sleep in shelters. Usually their home isn't safe. And here in the Georgian Triangle, we serve about 600 women and children each year, 200 through the shelter program and also through outreach, transition, children's programs. The services are free, confidential, open to all across the region. How long have you been affiliated with the organization?
I've been with My Friend's House for over 4 years now. And yes, we've definitely seen a staggering increase in numbers and demand for our services, just because the change in demographic, the change in societal situations. And we found that last year alone, we had to turn away 196 women. There was 102% occupancy rate at our shelter. We had about 5,400 calls alone at our crisis line. So that's about 15 calls a day. So Unfortunately, we're a service that we wish we didn't have or need, but there is the demand. And so we have to support women and children, and we hope to provide them a success and the wraparound care that they need in order to live fulfilling lives and move forward.
Well, these numbers just underline how vital shelters like yours are for our community here. And how can we help you? You have a very special event coming up.
Yes,
Music and Gala, that's our expertise, of course. Yes. Tell us a little bit about the event. Maybe we can turn to Colin because he's performing as a member of Quartetto Gelato. We had him here recently for the Music Festival fundraiser, and it was a hit. Everybody is still talking about it. So you're in great hands.
Nice,
Colin, welcome back, my friend. How have you been?
Thank you so much. It's been awesome. It's been an incredible summer. Just enough work, just enough vacation time. It's been a good balance.
Good. You sound recharged, refreshed. Tell us a little bit about your involvement in this critical event called Heart of Red Gala.
Yeah, well, we are absolutely proud and very excited to be a part of this. It's such an incredible event to be able to raise money for this, for these types of things that go on. We're very, very, very happy.
I know you have such a mix of repertoire. There's never a dull moment when Quartetto Gelato plays. It's virtuosic. You have the ballads. You have the sing-along songs. You always keep your audiences surprised and engaged. Any little hints of the playlist?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a good mix of a lot of things, as you said. We do have a couple of new pieces that we brought in, which are very, very beautiful. Pablo Casals' song for the birds.
Oh, that's beautiful.
One of my favorite, the Brahms Intermezzo in A, which for piano, we've rearranged it for.
Oh, sublime. Yeah.
I love those pieces. So on top of the regular stuff and just trying to help raise as much money as possible and kind of push that silent auction. It's going to be a fun time.
Terrific. Great to hear that you're a part of this. The Heart of Red Gala is taking place Saturday, September 20th. Mark your calendars. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. And that's right here in our neck of the woods, right in Collingwood, the Side Launch Brewery. Kira, back to you. Tell us a little bit about the event itself. What makes it special? There's more to the story, obviously. There's more than just raising funds. You're also raising awareness.
Absolutely. We're raising awareness of the need and the services that we provide in Collingwood and the region. And this is one of our signature events. We hope that it brings not only the community members, also our corporate community partners together, as well as our donors. But those who are community based and are community, you know, like to provide feedback and give back to the community. So really hope that it's going to be a fun evening with Quartetto Gelato participating. We think it's going to be amazing. The food is going to be absolutely stellar. We have Mamacita Trujillo coming back again this year. So
sounds sumptuous.
Yes.
Very
and,
nice.
And we have amazing original artwork from artists from across the region.
Oh, wonderful.
So
a silent art auction as
yes.
well. Terrific.
Yes.
Terrific. Well, we wish you all the best for you and your team. The donation is it's $150 entry, and there's a $75 tax receipt that everyone gets. Wonderful.
Yes.
All right.
You can purchase the tickets at myfriendshouse.ca.
Thank you. That was exactly where we needed to go. Myfriendshouse.ca. Get your tickets now for Heart of Red Gala. Come up to Collingwood Saturday, September 20th, 2025. And just a final note here, Colin, I just learned something new about you, that you have an acting background.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I worked professionally in theater and doing musical theater and straight theater for probably about 15 to 20 years. So, yeah,
wow.
I did The Lord of the Rings here in Toronto about 20 years ago, and I worked for Cirque du Soleil as an acrobat, as did Amadeus at Alberta Theatre Project. So, yeah.
Well, that explains so much. Your acrobat technique on the oboe, of course, and all that theatricality that you add to your shows. It's going to be a fantastic event. MyFriendsHouse.ca. Thank you, Kira. Thank you, Colin. Thanks for joining us. And Colin mentioned that beautiful song by Pablo Casals. Let me play it for you. Just a little teaser for some of the music you'll hear September 20th. Here is Song of the Birds.